Wouldn't it be nice to worry less about money and focus more on financial freedom? A healthy relationship with money is freedom. It's time to become aware of your personal decision-making process in order to create a new financial you. How emotions underpin our relationship with money and how that relationship, in turn, affects all aspects of our lives is the basis of this book. Each of us has a money nerve, and this book will help you see how your money nerve affects your financial decision-making. Reconciling your relationship with money allows you to make wiser choices throughout your life. While you reconcile your relationship with money, you may also discover unexpected benefits in other aspects of your life. Some people say they don't have any emotions about money, and then they start talking about money, and the floodgates open. I developed the money nerve idea by working as an accountant, financial advisor, and business consultant for over 25 years. I am thankful to the many people and businesses that I've helped who have in turn helped me. I have spent years sitting across the table from clients, often feeling more like a therapist than an accountant. What I realized is that many people have money issues, and because they think they're supposed to know how to handle them, they are ashamed to ask for help. I see business owners, other CPAs, lawyers, therapists, doctors, and others in major financial crisis. I am no longer surprised when clients come in, start talking, and break down crying. There is a lot of fear and shame surrounding money. We need to start admitting without shame or embarrassment that we may not have been taught how to handle money, or that we may not know all the answers. We need to bring our money issues out in the open and start changing our belief system about money. You may look at some people and think they have a charmed life. Those same people may, in turn, look at you and think you are the one who has it together. I work with some clients whom others consider to be extremely fortunate. Here's the reality. They are not any different than you. In fact, you may be in a better place financially than they are. Part of my reason for writing this book is to let you know that it's not just you having financial difficulties. You are not alone. Don't apologize for what you are about to uncover. Other people have money problems. How do I know? Because people trust me with their financial truth. It's hard to lie to your accountant. There are people with money and people without money, and you can't always tell them apart. Numbers don't lie, but people do. Trust me, I know. So don't apologize for your vision or for the things you want. Some of us have been taught that it is selfish to want more money or a nicer car. You have every right to want to fix your finances and to live in abundance.